Newlywed activities have just eaten up my nights. Work all day, play all night. You'll see what I mean. She winks at me. I know, honey, and I completely understand. I was so happy for you and Evan to get married. And even though we haven't gotten to hang out as much, the whole town has seen how happy you two are together. And if you can turn that man's frown upside down, there's hope for all of us. You'll always be one of my best friends. The gang is just getting bigger and busier these days, which is why I appreciate everyone taking time to make today be the best it can be. Brad's head pops around the corner. Load up, bitches, time to roll. Michaela makes one last adjustment, and we're off. It doesn't seem long before I'm standing 10 yards away from Nick. Still, these last 10 yards make it seem like he's so far away. There's a swath of rose petals spread out in front of me, at the end of which he stands under an arch made of intertwined young pine branches, draped lace and wildflowers. The sun shines from behind me, lighting him in full relief and creating a halo effect around me. It's my magic wedding, totally natural and over the top and delivering on every single box in my mental list. Most important, though, is the man standing under the arch. I see him swallow, his eyes looking up and down my simple spaghetti strap white dress that swirls around my calves. My hair is pulled up, creating a wispy freestyle with little flowers woven in, and I do feel natural and beautiful right now, like a forest fairy, Nick's outdoorsy nature girl dream come to life. He's brought that out in me, the carefree girl I once was, climbing trees and staying outside as much as possible. The one I was before I grew up and felt like I had such serious responsibilities. It's been great for my baby recovery, too. While I put in my time with Trey, more for friendship than anything else. I enjoy packing Amelia in her baby backpack and hiking the trails around the Mountain Spirit Resort more. It's been freeing to rediscover that girl with him leading the way, showing me and Amelia the beauty of the world and having some great adventures. His eyes shine with happy tears, and I know that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this man, my happily ever after. I walk slowly, carrying my bouquet of sunflowers to meet him as we're surrounded by Brad and Trey, who's holding Amelia, Anna, Michaela, and her husband, Evan, Devin, and Wes with his wife, whom I just met recently. These are our people, all we need to witness this moment. We decided to not have an officiant, instead doing our own vows. Brad did some online course that means he can file our certificate for us and make it official. But no matter how many times he begged, we just want to say our own thoughts and promises to one another. Still, we did agree to let him stamp and sign the form. I'm sure that's going to be fabulous, but I've been keeping my eyes out for a huge feather-plumed pen just in case. After I walk the aisle, Nick takes my hands, going first.
Rose, when we first met, there was no denying our connection. It was like nothing I'd ever felt before, and leaving you then was hard. Later, when fate conspired to bring us back together, you challenged everything I'd ever thought about myself and my future, and it was just what I needed. You and Amelia were just what I needed. There is no place I would rather be than by your side. Where you go, I go. Always and forever. This is my promise. I love you.
I vaguely hear sniffles from the friends encircling us, but my attention is solely focused on Nick and my words, which flow from my heart. I had a dream, a vision of what I thought my life would be like. When I thought that dream was never going to come true, I made other plans. And then I met you, and my plan came true in the wildest of ways. I am so grateful. I never thought I'd be here like this, never thought we would be here like this. But somehow, by making my plan come true, you did something much more magical. You made my dream come true, and now I am happier than I'd ever imagined. I'm in love with you and with our family. Where you go, I go, always and forever. This is my promise. I love you. We both lean in for a kiss, and I hear the applause, along with some hoots and cheers from our ragtag group of people. Pulling apart, I hold up my sunflowers in victory, and I hear Evan call out in a deep voice,
"Nice job, now let's eat!"
Laughingly, we all head to the single table set up to hold our small group for a wedding version of a picnic.
I smile at the simple white cotton tablecloth and set my bouquet in the middle as a centerpiece. Anna pulls out a huge cooler and starts to pass around bowls of delicious chicken salad, fruit, and tomato mozzarella salad. It might still be a picnic, but we aimed for a slightly fancy one. Devin hands out small glass flutes, and Nick pops the cork on a bottle of sparkling cider amid cheers. We thought of champagne, but this way, Amelia can have some too, carefully given to her from her still uncertain sippy cup. Once everyone's glass is full, we raise a toast, Brad leading.
To Nicholas and Rose Broadmoor, I'm going to make at least 1,000 jokes about her unfortunate choice of last name.
He's being honest, Michaela says. It took me 3 months to get him to shut up about Michaela Hardwick.
Hardwick, that's just too easy,
Brad snorts, and I'm glad he hasn't taken a sip of his cider yet, or it might shoot out of his nose. He sees Evan giving him a dirty look, obviously not too pleased with anyone making fun of his name, and Brad smirks back, happy to poke at the still occasionally grumpy man.
Anyway, to Nick and Rose.
Everyone parrots it back happily before sipping their cider, Amelia's reaction earning her a round of laughs as she sputters at first in surprise before grabbing at the cup and giggling madly while downing more.
Woo! You'd better watch that child, Anna jokes. She's going to be a handful when she figures out what the good stuff is.
Everyone chats and celebrates and enjoys the rustic picnic, knowing that the celebration isn't over yet. Michaela, who's looking a bit extra glowy, seemingly more from within than from a highlighter blush, comes over at one point, and I wonder if she might have a little secret, too.
Where are you going for your honeymoon again? Getting lost in some forest like we are now?
I laugh, shaking my head.
Not exactly.
Nick has clients. Friends, really. Sam and Susan, who live way out in the woods in Oregon, off-grid. We're going out there for a few weeks. Nick will get to check on their equipment. Devin is gonna take care of the shop for me here, and Nick's parents are driving their RV out to meet us for a little bit, too. We'll get to stay in a small cabin on the property, and they said they'd happily watch Amelia for us so we can hike, ride ATVs, or, whatever. She smirks at me, obviously knowing what whatever means. I know that a lot of times when she and Evan go rolling past the boutique on his Harley, her hair streaming out behind her, they're going off to do whatever.
ATVs. Interesting.
But they'll be close by so we can take care of Amelia, I continue with a roll of my eyes. Feed her and even take her with us out to the woods a bit. It sounds perfect. Active, outdoors, and remote. Fun for all of us. She wrinkles her nose at me, probably imagining the forest funk of what we're going to smell like in a week.
Ew. Better you than me, but whatever floats your boat, gets your motor running and turns your crank.
Speaking of turning cranks, before I can ask, Nick stands up, pulling me up beside him and wrapping an arm around my shoulder. Michaela, I think, knows what I want to ask her, and she knows I won't forget. Nick raises his glass for a final toast.
To each and every one of you, thank you for coming. This has been a wild and unexpected journey, but one I wouldn't change for anything. You are all a part of how we got here, and I'm proud to call you all friends.
Everyone claps, raising their glass as he continues.
And on that note, Trey, my current favorite person, has offered to watch Amelia for a few hours till her dinner time. So if you don't mind, I'm taking my bride home.
Before I can say a thing, he swoops me up and moves quickly down the path to the cars. Behind me, I hear laughter and applause, and Trey yelling a promise to knock before he comes in with Amelia. Yeah, he's definitely gonna need to knock, because looking at Nick right now, his eyes flashing with fire as he looks at me, and my dress already creeping up my thighs from the hold he has on me, we're gonna need every minute to celebrate as husband and wife.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Baby Daddy, written by Lauren Landish. Performed by Nelson Hobbs and Brittany Presley. Executive producers Rena Ayer and Mike Charzik. Producer Chelsea Pita. Copyright 2017 by Lauren Landish. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.